Carrier or carrier.com.
What they want is the silver lining, and they want a promise kept. When something really bad happens, that's when, you know, you absolutely present a West Bend versus maybe another carrier.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
What I'd want you to know about West Bend is that you have a partner, and you have a partner that cares, that's built on strong values, and in the event that something does happen, you have a promise that will be kept.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Michigan leads Wisconsin at the half, 32-31. Check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Michigan 50-50 from the field, 14-28, making its final five shots of the first half, 4 of 8 from long range. Michigan did not shoot a first half free throw. The Badgers missed 8 of their last 9 shots to finish 12-33 for the field, 5 of 10 from long range. 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Michigan a plus one on the glass, 18-17. Second chance points, even at 2. Turnovers, just 2 for Wisconsin, 5 for Michigan. Badgers have 8 first half assists, and Michigan has 5. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Connor Resigian with 10 points to lead Wisconsin. Steven Crowell could be messing with a triple-double here if he could keep up the pace. 6.7 rebounds, 5 dimes. But Stevie, 3 of 10 from the field, and you look at layups in this first half, what are defined as layups, Wisconsin 3 of 10. That said, still slightly better than 1 point per possession. Michigan 1.1 per possession. At the half, Michigan 32, Wisconsin 31. This has been the Halftime Report presented by Culver's. Stay tuned. The second half is next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from 6 types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
We get set for the second half. Michigan 32, Wisconsin 31. A Kobe Bufkin 3 in the final seconds of the first half. The difference in the game right now.
The basketball side of Hunter Dickinson is terrific. He's an All-American. The theatrical side of Hunter Dickinson is interesting. He's somewhat of a mix between Pat McAfee and Roman Reigns.
And Brad Davison. He loved doing that on the road. Yeah.
Except he's taller than Brady.
He's a little bigger.
He draws more attention to himself.
There are certain guys who just love it. And it's interesting. He has, he's definitely all in, Hunter Dickinson. So we'll see how the second 20 minutes unfold here in Madison tonight.
Crowell fared better against Dickinson than he did against Reed.
He did. Well, Stevie got some work done early, but then the Badgers had some in-close shots that did not drop. Michigan will get the first possession of the second half. We'll move to our left. 32-31, the Wolverines.
This is a question that's come up often. Where's Tyler Wall? He's got to get involved offensively.
Yeah, just two shots from the field, missing in both. He has one made free throw. Second half underway. Kobe Bufkin against Connor Resegian. High on the right, throws to Will Cheddar. He is with Tyler Wall. Now Bufkin high on the right, sends it to Cheddar again, and to Dickinson. He whips it to Jet Howard, open three, left side, rattles out, no good. Bufkin, the offensive rebound, low on the left, and an easy money putback. That was way too easy. 34-31, Michigan opening minute of the second half. Badgers move to our right. Steven Crow, left wing, into Klesman, low on the left, one pump, goes up, missed it, too strong, no good. And another chip shot missed by Wisconsin. McDaniel the other way. Out to Dickinson for three, left of the circle, back iron, no good. Hepburn the rebound for Wisconsin. 45 seconds gone, second half. Michigan up 34-31. Crow against Dickinson, single coverage. Off the right block, picking his Crow. Finds a cutting Klesman low in the right, layup good. What a feed from Crow to the cutting Max Klesman. 34-33 Michigan. A minute and change gone by in the second half. Doug McDaniel flips it to Bufkin, and now they work it out front. McDaniel throws to Dickinson off the right elbow. Dickinson faces up, one dribble, leaves it for Jed Howard. Howard against Klesman. A throw to Will Cheddar. Cheddar bounces to Howard. They double him. Now Cheddar's open. Ball's knocked away by Klesman and out of bounds to Michigan with five on the shot clock.
Quick anticipation rotation by Klesman to get in the paint and deny access to the rim to Cheddar.
Jordan Davis coming in for Wisconsin to replace Connor Resegian.
It was Resegian who didn't block out on that first shot attempt, and Bufkin was able to get the putback and score.
Doug McDaniel, baseline left, will inbound. McDaniel looking and looking. Gets it into Bufkin. Baseline left, three to shoot, two to shoot, one to shoot. Bufkin will. Left side three. It's an air ball and a shot clock violation. Badgers get the stop back on offense. A minute and a half gone by in the second half. Michigan up one. 34-33, the Wolverines. Here comes Chucky Hepburn for Wisconsin as the Badgers move to our right. Hepburn throwing to Davis on the right side. Little zone look right now, it appears, for Michigan. They get out of it. Wall at the free throw line, moving right block up over Cheddar, and good with the right hand. First field goal for Wall, 35-34 Wisconsin. About 2 minutes gone in the second half. McDaniel off the high screen from Dickinson. McDaniel almost lost the handle, regains control. Releases it to Jet Howard high on the right. Howard off the Cheddar screen, working over it is Klesman. Now Cheddar open for three, up top. Off the rim too long, no good. Rebound tip, it's fought for. It's grabbed by Steven Crowell of Wisconsin. And here comes Hepburn gliding up to the right side for Wisconsin. He'll throw to Crowell at the top, hands off to Chucky. Deep three, left of the circle, in and out, no good. Jordan Davis, the rebound, and the putback, yes! Oh, grown man's play inside by Jordan Davis. 37-34, Wisconsin.
Davis just reached over to 5'11 McDaniel for that rebound.
2:40 gone by in the second half. McDaniel throwing to Dickinson in the right wing. Sends it out to Cheddar. Feeds McDaniel left of the circle. And knocked away. Hepburn with a foul off the ball. I think they're going to get Crowell. No, check it. Let's see. Wall. It'll be on Tyler Wall. That'll be his second and the first of the half on Wisconsin. Kobe Bufkin, baseline left, will inbound. Bufkin looks, Davis in his face. Bufkin still looks, and floats it back near half court for Doug McDaniel. 17-10 to play, 37-34 Wisconsin. McDaniel working off a pair of screens, tries a right side long, two is good. Just inside the arc, Doug McDaniel with the long two. It's 37-36 Wisconsin. Jordan Davis thought about it right wing. He'll throw to Crow, right of the circle. Sends to Klesman, outside left, works off a Crow screen, match to the foul line, squares, shoots, missed, rebound, fought for, Bufkin taps, trying to save, ran out of room, out of bounds to Wisconsin. Jordan Davis was working in there as well. Badgers keep possession.
We're going to have to get on Greg Gard. He could have taken a charge there and he got out of his way. And as it is, I think he just moved away. He had to take the charge.
Make sure everybody's all right over there. Bufkin out of there. 16:44 to play, 37-36 Wisconsin. Davis will inbound, front court sideline left. Kamari McGee checks in for Hepburn. McGee has the ball, a near steal from McDaniel. Kamari out front, loops it to Steven Crowell. Leaves it for Wall, top of the circle, puts it on the deck against Cheddar. Drives right, block, stops, and scores. Tyler liking that matchup. 39-36 Wisconsin. 3.5 minutes gone by, second half.
Ball beat Cheddar on that first bounce and dribble.
Pickens in right of the circle. One dribble, a hand off to Bufkin. And a weave now to Howard. Jet Howard on the right side. Drives right lane line. Push it up off the glass and rim. No good. Dickinson to tip. No. Rebound cleared by Crowell for Wisconsin. 16-10 to play. 39-36 the Badgers. Here's Klesman. Baseline right. Got around Howard. Low on the right shot. Got gobbled up. No chance. Howard gathers. And a lead feed to Bufkin. Fakes the three. Steps up. Left side jumper. Good on the wing from 15 feet out. Bufkin with 9. 39-38 Wisconsin. With 15:50 remaining. Tyler Wall to the front court for Wisconsin. Hands off Jordan Davis against McDaniel. Jordan leaves it for Crowell, top of the circle. Hand off to Klesman. Bobs off a Crowell screen. Feeds Wall, top of the circle. Wraps it right side of the wing for Kamari McGee. Curls off the wing. Now Crowell open. Thought about it. Said no. Gives to McGee. Bounce past Crowell. To Wall. 10 to shoot. Tyler against Cheddar. Backing with 5 to shoot. Wall right lane line. Backs. One pump. Up right hand. Too long. No good. And they're going to get Crowell over the back of Hunter Dickinson. First foul on Crowell, and a chance for everybody to take a breath as we're at the under 16 media timeout. Hey, Wisconsin fans, StubHub is the easiest way to experience every Badgers game. Check the virtual view, score your seats, and get your tickets delivered instantly. StubHub is the official ticketing partner of Wisconsin Athletics. StubHub, be there. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 15:25 remaining. Wisconsin 39, Michigan 38. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 39, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 40, overcast skies. Overcast skies again tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 20. A dusting of snow Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 43.
Put your trust in a bank that's been focused on serving the people and businesses in Wisconsin and all across the country since 1863. That's U.S. Bank. Stop by your local branch or log on today, U.S. Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Wisconsin basketball also brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 15:25 remaining at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin 39, Michigan 38, and Hall of Famer Michael Finley showing on the big board, sitting next to Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. Good to see Finn back in town.
Absolutely. How tough is it to play the post in the Big Ten? Well, they'll rip the shirt right off your back, which they have done again with Steven Crowell. His 22 has been ripped. He's now number 41.
For the second time this season, that happened at Northwestern a couple weeks ago.
I'd love to hear that conversation right now between Dickens and the crowd.
Probably say, hey, Hunter, when this is all over, let's get together with Brad. We'll have fun.
I don't know if Hunter probably would vote for that.
He'd probably say, yeah, why not? Here comes McDaniel in the front court. Is off the bucket, and he walked with the ball. Did Kobe bucket? A pretty quick close from Connor Rasijan back in the game, and a turnover for Michigan. Carter Gilmore on the floor, along with McGee, Rasijan, Davis, and Crowell. 15-15 to play. Badgers up 39-38. McGee throwing to Crowell on the right wing. A toss for Gilmore at the top of the circle. Wheels it to Rasijan. Drops it into Crowell right of the lane. Crowell against Dickinson. Single coverage. Crowell starts to bat. Still off the lane line. Quick turn to the baseline. Crowell low on the right. Couple pumps. Goes up and in. Stephen Crowell with eight. 41-38 Wisconsin with 14:50 remaining.
Crowell measured Dickinson perfectly for the angle in the shot.
Bufkin high on the right against Connor Rasijan. Bufkin. There's a lefty on the left-hand dribble, right of the lane, backing, whistle, charge, called. Was popped into Connor Rasijan. Second foul on Bufkin. Juwan Howard telling his sophomore to just slow down, calm down a little bit. 14:40 remaining, 41-38, Wisconsin. Mari McGee to the front court. He'll throw it to Jordan Davis, right sideline. Jordan on the dribble. He is shadowed by Jet Howard. A pass for McGee on the left side. Cuts off the left wing. Kamari in the lane. Fades, flips. Got it! It counts, and a foul, or does it? No, no. They call the foul before the shot. Well, Kamari showing some pretty good work on that contested jumper. And it's going to be a monitor review here. And I'm not quite sure of what. We'll see. I'll try to lean in an eavesdrop.
I thought it involved Stephen Crowell, but I couldn't tell. We don't have replay available to us.
So it is no shot from Kamari McGee, but apparently something off the ball. 14:28 remaining.
You know, I don't know if it's just the size matchup more so than anything else, but Kamari McGee looks really confident tonight when he's been matched against Doug McDaniel.
I am really not quite sure what they're. They might. I don't know if it's a Will. Maybe Will Cheddar from Michigan got up high on Stephen Crowell.
I saw Crowell kind of massaging his jaw.
Yeah, it's kind of tough. We're looking at the house replay here. So, see what we have.
It was away from the ball. McGee was driving into the paint, made the shot over McDaniel. The whistle blew on the baseline, and we saw Crowell walking away, just kind of massaging his jaw gently.
We'll be able to pick up Mike Mankey, the public address announcer, as we'll let him tell us.
The Michigan Public, number 42, Will Cheddar is second, the team second.
And that's all it is. So that contact came before the shot. So it's the second foul on Cheddar. And now the points were put on the board at 43-38. I think they got it. Did they count the basket? It looked like they, well, apparently they did. Here's the inbounds pass. Crowell low on the right. Goes up, missed the chippy, and it comes down to Jet Howard. Ahead it goes to Bufkin. Bufkin at the top, whistle, and they will get Connor Rasijan with a little bump of Jet Howard. So after all of that, the basket for McGee does count. So Kamari has four. It's 43-38 Wisconsin with 14:20 to play. So it was a foul on Cheddar. Badgers missed a chance for a four-point possession there. Here's Jet Howard to the line. Down the lane. Uncontested dunk with a right hand from Jet Howard. Big-time defensive breakdown for Wisconsin. 43-40, the Badgers. 14:07 remaining. McGee to the front court. Hooks a pass to Crowell, top of the circle. Finds a cutting Rasijan in the lane. Gets it into McGee. Low on the right. Takes it left. And the big bodies out to Crowell for three. Left side. Money. Stephen Crowell is a 43% shooter from downtown at home, and it shows. 46-40 Wisconsin with 13:45 to play. Jed Howard outside left, turns down the Cheddar screen, floats it up and in, and they're going to get basket interference. Dickinson got there in the cylinder, take away the bucket.
I will say this, the last two possessions, Jordan Davis has struggled with Jed Howard.
Yeah,
he's put a couple of moves on him. He scored on one. Well, this one will not count because of basket interference.
Yeah, there's a reason NBA scouts are looking at Jed Howard, who a lot of people are getting more and more convinced he will not be a sophomore next year.
He looks more and more like a lottery
pick. Yeah, he does. Kamari McGee, right sideline of the front court. Badgers up six, 13:30 to play. Asijan for three, left side around it out, no good. McGee runs down the rebound. Oh, Kamari McGee providing a spark, throwing to Crow at the top of the circle. Crow hands off to Asijan. Connor, top of the wheel, gets it to McGee, thought about it, left wing, goes into Crow, left of the lane against Cheddar. Backing is Crow, whistle, offensive foul on Crowell. That'll be his second. 13-10 remaining, 46-40, Wisconsin leading Michigan.
This is the best that Kamari McGee has played since the Marquette game. He has been good at both ends of the floor.
He's had a couple of games recently where he's helped provide a spark. Others, maybe a bit more of a struggle, but definite spark here tonight. Crow comes out. Up the floor is Doug McDaniel. Chased by Kamari McGee. Ball screen Dickinson. McGee works around it. McDaniel throwing to Bufkin. Gets it into Cheddar against Tyler Wall, top of the arc. Now McDaniel into Hunter Dickinson. Draws the double. Feeds Cheddar low on the left. Whistle. Offensive foul on Will Cheddar as Klesmet took the hit. It's a charge fest here at the Kohl Center.
Well, I will say this. He lowered his shoulder into Klesmet. The only question is whether his feet were in that semicircle or not.
It looked like a clean play. It looked like he was outside, what I saw there. Cheddar comes out. Terrace Reed, who was a problem for Wisconsin in the first half, comes back in. 12:50 remaining, 46-40 Wisconsin. Wall throwing to Asijan, chased by Bufkin. Now Carter Gilmore has it, top of the arc. A handoff to McGee. Kamari, baseline right, goes to the rim, layup good! Kamari McGee blasting off the right wing. 48-40, Wisconsin with 12:32 remaining. McDaniel to the front court, timeout Michigan, as Kamari McGee providing a big time spark. And this will be a full timeout. Play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 12:31 remaining. Wisconsin 48, Michigan 40. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier dry clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. Season high, a Badger high for Kamari McGee. 6 points so far for him tonight. 12:31 remaining. Wisconsin 48, Michigan 40.
This game is all about matchups. On Saturday, Greg Gard tried to play Kamari McGee, but he wound up matching him against Sam Griesel, who's 6'7", 6'8". It's not a fair matchup.
Nope.
Tonight, we've said Doug McDaniel versus McGee, that's more fair. That's a fairer fight.
Yep.
And McGee's taking advantage of it.
Really, really is. He's hit a couple of tough contested jumpers in this game, and then a big-time take off the wing to the rim.
And it was good, among the first players to greet McGee as he was coming off to the sideline stream that time out was Chucky Hepburn.
Yes, sir. Kamari stays in there. A little more rest time for Hepburn. McGee, Asijan, Klesman, Gilmore, and Wall for Wisconsin. Michigan ball. Doug McDaniel accepts the inbounds pass on the dribble between the circles. Reed the high screen, a hedge from Wall. McDaniel kills the dribble, throws to Bufkin on the right wing in front of the Michigan bench. Back to McDaniel, those two play catch. Bufkin in front of his head coach at the free throw line, leans in, the lefty jump off the rim, no good. Rebound Tyler Wall, Wisconsin. 12-10 remaining, 48-40 the Badgers. McGee up the floor for Wisconsin against McDaniel. A throw to Wall, left of the circle against Reed. Now it's Gilmore, top of the arc. Wraps it right side, Klesman into Wall. Low on the right, couple of the pumps, goes up. Knocked away by Reed. And it's gathered right corner by Jed Howard.
What a recovery defensively.
Boy, it sure was. Jed Howard out front against Klesman. Howard on the dribble, retreats. Dickinson sets the screen. Howard will use it. Stops left elbow. Goes into Dickinson. Wraps it to Reed. Low on the left, powers it up and in. Terrace Reed from Dickinson, 48-42 Wisconsin, 11:33 remaining.
Not a beef and size to deal with Reed and Dickinson.
McGee behind the back dribble to the front court, throws to Gilmore at the top of the circle. Gilmore against Dickinson, a bounce to Asijan. Asijan to the line, down the lane, to the rim, layup good. Connor Asijan with 12 on the drive to the cup. 50-42 Wisconsin with 11:12 remaining. Doug McDaniel sets the floor for Michigan. Now it's Dickinson throwing to Jed Howard. Shakes left, moves right, top of the circle. Goes into Terrace Reed against Wall. Backing is Reed. Splits two defenders, throws it up. No good. Off the rim, Wall the rebound. Gilmore was helping Tyler inside. 10:52 to play. 8-point lead, Wisconsin. Wall between the circles, throws to Asijan. Fakes right, moves left, goes to the rim again. Layup good. Connor Asijan on the attack. Then back-to-back possessions. 52-42, Wisconsin, 10:37 remaining. Dickinson throwing to Jed Howard, high on the left. Dickinson to screen, blocked out Klesman. Howard inside the free throw line, jumper away, no good. Rebound fought for, bodies on the floor, foul called. It's against Howard, it looks like, of Wisconsin. And Jawan Howard, very upset. Drifting near half court, we're at a media timeout. But he is not a happy camper right now. The Badgers go into the under 12, up by 10. We'll take a break from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 10:27 remaining. Wisconsin 52, Michigan 42. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Let's clean up some business here. Jet Howard was not called for a personal. His father was called for a technical. Technical foul against head coach Jawan Howard. So we got that cleaned up. 10:27 left in the game. 52-42. Wisconsin leading Michigan. The roar you're hearing now is for the Gus Bus. Gus Yeldon in the house. Having a big year at La Lumiere in Indiana. He is just watching him bounce around, Mike, before the game. Man's personality plus, well, like he's working the room. It's
it'll be
kind of fun.
It'll be an intriguing mix here next year.
Yes, it will.
The way the Badgers handle such things. Howard probably earned the technical the previous possession because he was all over the officials after he thought Reed got fouled on that shot attempt.
Yep.
And so they came back down the floor, and that's when he crossed the line and got the tee.
So we have 10:27 to play, 52-42 Wisconsin. Badgers still in their huddle. Connor Esiejian will be ready to shoot those technical foul shots.
Man, as Esiejian attacked the rim with confidence. Again, his first shot of the night was a layup, and it was a difficult one. It wasn't an easy layup. He missed it, but since then, man, he's been almost flawless.
He's just been terrific. 14 points to lead the way for Wisconsin. Stephen Crowell has 11, along with 9 rebounds and 6 assists for Crowell.
I guess we shouldn't be surprised with anything Esiejian has done. Coming into the ballgame, he was leading Wisconsin in Big Ten scoring.
How about that? He's a double-digit scorer off the bench and now moving into the lineup. Remember you were talking about he needs to shoot more? Well, the last few games, it's about a dozen shots per game, and he's 6-for-10 here tonight. An 87% free throw shooter, and he will shoot the technicals, and he is good with a first little members bounce.
I didn't think it was an unwarranted request, did you?
No, I thought it was very reasonable. If only they would listen more.
Yeah, or at all.
Second free throw is good for Esiejian. 54-42 Wisconsin, 10:27 remaining in Madison. And now up the floor is Chucky Hepburn in there for the Badgers and for Kamari McGee. Crowell top of the circle. Gets the wall against Terrace Reed. And a whistle as Hepburn got sent to the floor. Foul called. I think that was Dickinson who may have put him there.
Aren't you kind of interested to see how Wisconsin handles this lead coming off that game Saturday?
Absolutely. Yeah, they've had a lot of games, and it obviously really came back to haunt them Saturday. Well, not a lot of games, but they have had games where they've seemingly been in control, and then the script changed. Let's see if the Badgers can keep putting the pressure on Michigan. Those team foul number 5 against the Wolverines. Inbounds pass to Crowell, baseline right. Crowell against Dickinson. Stevie starts to back. Backing on Dickinson. Gets it to Klesman for 3 left of the circle. Around and out, no good. Wall, the offensive rebound to Connor. Left side 3. Off the rim and out, no good. Rebound, Terrace Reed of Michigan. 2 good looks. Couldn't knock it down. 12-point lead, Wisconsin. 9:55 to play. Bufkin working off screens from Reed and Dickinson. Hard left-hand dribble. Bufkin left lane, line up left hand. Good off the window. Oh, an athletic take from Kobe Bufkin. 54-44, Wisconsin. 9:42 remaining. Max Klesmit up top for Wisconsin. Gives it to Esiejian between the circles. Connor a pass to Hepburn. Right elbow poked away. Ball loose. Esiejian slapped it off of McDaniel and out of bounds. Good job by Esiejian. Was just able to slap it off of Doug McDaniel. Michigan trying to sell it. It's their ball, but It's going to be Wisconsin ball.
Wisconsin went down into its defensive end of the floor.
Let's go, guys. You got to
sell it.
You got to sell it better than that.
Fumble, you're pointing the other direction.
Right. 16 on the shot clock. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. Chucky between the circles. Hepburn now glides to the left. Long two, left of the circle. Off the rim, no good. Rebound off the hands of Howard, into the hands of Wall. Baseline right, turns it out to Crow, and the Badgers extend the possession. Crow with a low pass, dug out by Tyler Wall. 10 to shoot, 9-10 to play. Wall throwing to Hepburn. Chucky right of the circle against Harris Reed. Takes it off the right wing. Hepburn steps back, falls away. Jumper, left of the lane, no good. Bufkin the rebound. 9 minutes to play, 54-40. 44 Wisconsin. Bufkin gets it to Jed Howard. Ball screen from Dickinson. Howard against Klesmith between the circles. Jed Howard working, turns down the read screen. Now he'll use it. Working to his right. Drives on Klesmith. Runs it up in traffic. Off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for. And it's picked up by Connor Asija. He'll weave to the front court. Passes for Klesmith to the rim. Knocked away. Bufkin out of bounds to Wisconsin. Good defensive play by the sophomore, Kobe Bufkin.
The Badgers have had offensive rebounds in each of the last two possessions, but they haven't been able to convert a score on them.
Missed their last four shots. Joey Baker and Jace Howard will come in. Jed Howard, Doug McDaniel sit down. 8:38 to play. Badgers up 10. Hepburn baseline left, inbounds to Wall. Flips it to Crowell, outside left. Bounce pass Wall, left of the lane against Terrace Reed. Tyler starts to go to work. Starts the back left lane line. Wall moving low on the left. Goes up. Missed it, but a foul on Terrace Reed. Tyler Wall will shoot free throws with 8:27 to play. 54-44 Wisconsin.
When you're not making shots or the other team is going on a run, the best way to minimize it, get to the free throw line and make some free throws.
One thing the Badgers are doing right now, and they had trouble on Saturday with it, they were fouling a lot. Michigan has yet to attempt a free throw. The Badgers are 4 out of 6. Tyler is 1 out of 2. He has 5 points, 4 coming here in the second half. First free throw for Wall on the way, and it's straight through.
And the point you just made, we were talking about it in our pregame, about you have to find a way to guard Dickinson without putting them at the stripe.
And they have done that. They have committed just 7 fouls so far in this game. 55-44 Wisconsin. Second free throw for Wall in the air, and that's in and out, no good. Dickinson the rebound, and he got cut to the floor by Max Klesmith. And that'll be the first foul on Klesmith, as now Dickinson's teammates, and specifically Kobe Bufkin, trying to calm down the big fella who's not real happy right now. 55-44 Wisconsin, 8:26 remaining. These teams meet again in 12 days, by the way. Here comes Bufkin through the midcourt logo. Between the circles. Looks off the screen from Dickinson, and the hedge is late from Crowell, and contact made. And Stevie picks up the foul. That's his third and the team's third of the half.
So he's kind of in that danger zone now, isn't he, with third foul.
And thus, Carter Gilmore will come in for Crowell. 11 points, 9 rebounds, 6 dimes for Crowell. Jace Howard, sideline right, inbounds to Bufkin, 8:15 to play, 11-point lead Wisconsin. Bufkin off the read screen. Bufkin steps back, 3 in the air, left of the circle, straight through for Kobe Bufkin, his second 3. And it's now 55-47 Wisconsin, make that the third 3 for Bufkin tonight. Badgers lead down to 8, under 8 minutes to play. Wall top of the circle. He's up for Hepburn against Jace Howard. Hepburn a fast pass for Asijan. Turns it right wing for Wall. Out to Connor. Turned down the 3. Almost pulled the trigger. Instead releases to Gilmore. Now Wall. Shot clock at 10. A handoff to Hepburn. Jace Howard defending. Wall now against Reed. Behind the back dribble. Baseline right. Moves to the block. Wall. One leg fadeaway. No good. Rebound. Hunter Dickinson of Michigan. Here come the Wolverines. Down 8. 7.5 minutes to play. Bufkin at the top of the circle against Asija. Bufkin tries to go to work. Right wing jumper off the bounce is good, and Bufkin is in rhythm, and Michigan is within 6. 55-49 Wisconsin. Greg Gard will ask for and receive a timeout as the Wolverines are answering here at the Kohl Center. We will take a break. Want to recognize tonight's game sponsor, U.S. Bank, and thank them for their support of Wisconsin Badgers basketball. Stop by your local branch or log on today. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 7:14 to play. Wisconsin 55, Michigan 49. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Matza Matt for Brewpub, lots of Matza Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub lots of Matza Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
All over America, people are taking the national radon test. Have you? Answer true or false. Radon is a radioactive gas. True.
I didn't know that, no.
True or false. The Office of the Surgeon General recommends that all homes be tested for radon. True, your home should be tested. True or false, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. True.
I'm going to dial the number and call.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
Keep your family safe from radon. Call now.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Foul on Juwan Howard. The Badgers were up by 12 points, 54-42 at 10:27 of this half. Then I had to say something dumb like I was curious how they were going to handle it, protect the lead based on what we saw on Saturday. And sure enough, since then, they haven't protected it very well. Michigan's gone on a 7-1 run. The Badgers have missed their last five shots from the field and haven't scored since that the Sejan layup, 3:31 without a field goal.
Yeah, this team, remember, had a big lead against Ohio State. It got tight. It's just kind of the way these guys roll this season. Kamari McGee back in there for Wisconsin. Out there with Wall, Crowell, Sejan, and Klesman. Maxwell inbound, left sideline into McGee. Kamari with 6 points in this game. And Michigan showing zone right now, at least to begin the possession. Connors open, right corner three, off the rim, no good. Jed Howard the rebound. About as good a look as you could hope for, but just couldn't knock it down. And now Michigan with a chance to cut a little bit more off of that deficit. Jed Howard between the circles, 6:50 to play, 55-49 Wisconsin. Howard throwing to Bufkin, who has 19 points here tonight. Bufkin drives up McGee, pull up baseline right jumper, not this time. Terrace Reed, the rebound on the left up, no, but a foul. And big Terrace Reed will go to the free throw line for a couple of shots.
He's a bull inside. He overpowered Tyler Wall.
It has been an adventure, to put it mildly, at the foul line for Reed.
Not lately, though, right? No.
He's 34% for the season. Wall with his third foul. And the first free throw for Reed is straight through. Yeah, you see this guy. You see his form. And you figure he gets enough reps. I mean, there's nothing wrong with his stroke at the foul line.
He's made 8 of his last 10 now.
To get him up to 34% for the season.
That?
Second free throw straight through for Reed, and Michigan is now within 4, 55-51. And now the press is on for Michigan. Klesman in the backcourt, throwing to Kamari McGee. Middle man is Wall. Now Max will bring it across to the right side. 6:30 to play, 55-51 Wisconsin. Klesman out front, Michigan man-to-man now in the half court. Sejan throws to Crowell. Flips it to McGee, outside left, 10 to shoot. Bad pass, McGee, broken up by Reed. Dickinson gathers, turnover Wisconsin. And now Jed Howard to the front court. Howard turns down the Dickinson screen. Now he'll use it, moving left of the circle. Kills the dribble, throws to Dickinson. Straddles a three-point line, puts it on the floor, baseline left. Takes it underneath of the right side, up and around and out. No good from low on the right, Crowell the rebound. 5:55 remaining, 55-51 Wisconsin. Badgers have gone more than 2.5 minutes without scoring. They've missed their last six shots. Klesmann throwing to McGee on the left wing. Kamari against Jace Howard. Goes into Stephen Crowell. Left block against Dickinson. Turns up left hand. Back rim no good. Tipped up wall no. Dickinson clears for Michigan. 5:35 to play. Still 55-51 Wisconsin. Bufkin, little crossover. Works left of the lane. Wall gets him on a switch. Bufkin back to the basket, squares up, finds Terrace Reed, wheels in the lane, up left hand, wide right, Crowell the rebound for Wisconsin. Outlet to Tyler Wall, 5:20 remaining, 55-51 Wisconsin. Wall high on the right, flips it to Crowell between the circles, Crowell a handoff to Asijan. Connors puts it on the deck to the free throw line, whips it to McGee, left side, lines up a three, and that's way too hard, no good. Jed Howard the rebound. Howard draws it left side, finds Bufkin. Left of the lane against McGee, turns it right side. Jace Howard tries a three, and that's an air ball. Reed catches, finds Bufkin, leaves it for Howard, tries a three, left side. That's off the rim. Dickinson sent to the floor, and a foul is called. And let's see, the officials talking about it.
A lot of contact between Crowell and Dickinson.
They get Crowell
had his elbow up high.
They get Crowell for the foul, and there is going to be a monitor review. There's a lot of hand jostling going on there. The foul on Crowell is going to be his fourth. 4:52 remaining, 55-51, Wisconsin leading Michigan. As the Badgers now have missed their last eight shots, Michigan has misfired on its last five. So this review will continue.
You know, all of this started, too, on those back-to-back possessions where the Badgers got offensive rebounds and just kept missing shots.
Yep.
So Klesmet and Asijan missed threes on one possession, and Chucky missed two shots on the next one, and it sort of set the tempo for this stretch.
Yeah, I knew it when I was talking about the Badgers' lack of fouling, and how they've started to rack up. Michigan is in the bonus. The next Michigan foul will have Wisconsin in the bonus. Those free throws by Terrace Reed a couple of minutes ago, the first two attempted tonight for Juwan Howard's group.
Reed's really made a difference, an impact in this game. It just takes up so much space around the rim. So we're going to get this sorted out. What we had, what we visually saw at least, was Crowell and Dickinson getting tied up in the paint.
Foul on Stephen Crowell, his fourth. So Carter Gilmore is in. Hunter Dickinson, a 73% foul shooter. But over his last seven games, it's 85%. 9 points all in the first half for Dickinson. This is a 1-1 with 4:52 to play. The lead is four for Wisconsin. Dickinson eyes the rim, front end is good. 55-52 Wisconsin. Dickinson now into double figures with 10 points. He averages about 18 a game. A double-double, his ninth of the year, has 10 rebounds. Second free throw is good for Dickinson. Two-point game. 55-53 Wisconsin. 1-2-2 three-quarter press continues for Michigan. Hepburn sizes it up, throwing to Klesmet. Max will walk it across half court. And the Badgers will get organized offensively. Hepburn throwing to Wall, left of the circle. Finds Gilmore at the top of the ring. Beats Klesmet, finds a cutting Wall to the rim. Layup, no good. Oh my goodness. Another no-footer missed. Here's Jed Howard, right side to the front court. With 4.5 minutes to play. Howard scoops it to McDaniel, and Doug McDaniel drifting to the center circle. 4:20 remaining, 55-53 Wisconsin. McDaniel against Asijan, the screen from Cheddar and Dickinson. McDaniel shuffles to the right side. McDaniel goes to work, lean, shoots, missed, but he was fouled. Desegin got him, and Doug McDaniel will go to the free throw line. Second foul on Desegin. And Doug McDaniel, a 78% free throw shooter, will get a pair with 4:10 to play. 55-53 Michigan. Wolverines have scored the game's last 9 points.
It's really inexplicable to see the number of layups Wisconsin has missed.
First free throw for McDaniel is good. And it's 55-54 Wisconsin.
And you know, those types of misses just have a bigger impact and influence on a team on the floor.
Yeah. Second free throw coming up. Doug McDaniel in the air. Rattles out. No good. Klesmith the rebound. 55-54 Wisconsin with 4:05 remaining. Chucky Hepburn out front. Going to Gilmore. Zone look for the Wolverines. Wall at the top. Whips it to Hepburn between the arcs. Feeds a siege in high on the right. Shot clock at 10. Bounce pass Wall. Right of the lane. Faces up on Howard. Now turns and backs in the lane. Bad pass. It got to Klesmith. Left side. Two to shoot. Klesmith will. Front rim no. Dickinson the rebound. The Badgers with another empty possession. McDaniel blasting up the floor. Down the lane. Wild shot way off the mark. And the rebound comes down to Hepburn with 3.5 minutes to play. Chucky left side. Feeds a siege on the left wing. 1 point lead Wisconsin, and a foul on Kobe Buffkin reaching in. And that gets a siege into the line for a 1-1. But first we'll have the under four. Media timeout. Down to the end we go yet again for the Wisconsin Badgers. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 3:25 remaining, Wisconsin 55, Michigan 54. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
Race to savings on your next plumbing project at Menards. Get hot water when you need it with Menards' selection of Richmond water heaters. Choose from a variety of tank, tankless, and heat pump options to make sure you have hot water when you need it. Richmond water heaters work hard behind the scenes so you can focus on what matters most. Race to savings today at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion best in the game. Freshman Connor Seagin with 16 points, 6 out of 12. Just 2 3-point hits, a couple of big-time drives to the basket. Connor Seagin, the leading scorer for Wisconsin here so far tonight. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. The Badgers continue to be that team that cannot stand prosperity. They led by 12 with 10.5 minutes to play. They lead by 1 right now. Now 55-54 with 3:25 remaining.
Yeah, their last field goal was scored by Asijan over 5 minutes ago. He can now kind of stop the bleeding a little bit if he can make his free throws. The one player I just keep waiting on is Chucky Hepburn.
Yep.
Can he get started here in the final minutes? Can he do something to help this team pull out a win?
2 points, 1 of 8 shooting. Tyler Wall, 2 out of 8. You mentioned those Badgers missing shots in close. What are defined as layups tonight, 10 for 22. And 1-1 will be coming up for Connor Seagin with 3 minutes and 25 seconds to play. Michigan has scored the last 10 points. But they are the Wolverines. They haven't had a field goal in nearly 4 minutes. They're getting it done now at the foul line. And they're 0 for their last 6. The Badgers are 0 for their last 10 from the field.
Michigan can recognize what Wisconsin's going through. The Wolverines didn't score over the final 5 minutes, 12 seconds against Indiana. They went 0 for 7.
And the Badgers went cold at the end of the first half. Michigan made its final 5 shots of the first half here tonight. Wisconsin 2 of 2 at the foul line, hit a couple of technical free throws earlier this half. This will be a 1-1. Both teams in the bonus. The next Wisconsin foul has Michigan in the double bonus. Sejan with the front end, and it's good. 56-54, Wisconsin. 3:25 remaining in Madison. The Badgers 9-5 this year in games decided by 5 points or less. Second free throw good for Sejan. Come to their feet here in Madison. 57-54, Wisconsin, 3:18 to play. Bufkin high on the right, throwing to Will Cheddar along the right sideline. Takes a dribble between the circles, throws to McDaniel, sends to Dickinson against Carter Gilmore, top of the arc. Dickinson angles right, now it's Bufkin to the line. Bufkin down the lane, scoops it up left hand, rolls off, no good. Rebound tap to Cheddar. He got tied up by Gilmore, shot up, no good. Rebound, Tyler Wall. Good defense from Gilmore, good board by Wall. 2:54 to play. Here comes Chucky to the front court. He'll throw to Wall right of the circle. Wall feeds Gilmore left of the wheel. Now it's Asijan left wing. Asijan for Chucky. Flips a three left of the circle. It's off the back rim. No good. Rebound back tap. Gilmore to Klusman. Second chance Wisconsin. 2:37 to play. 3-point lead for Wisconsin. Hepburn at the edge of the center circle. Shot clock is at 10. Chucky off on the right side, throwing to Gilmore at the top. Gilmore with 5 to shoot. Gilmore feeds Wall. Left of the lane, mid-range jumper is off the rim short. Cheddar the rebound with 2:20 remaining. 57-54, Wisconsin. Upkin hands off to Jed Howard along the right sidelines. Jed Howard against Max Klusman. Howard on the dribble. Dickinson the screen. Howard uses it to the top of the key. Good close by Klusman. Now McDaniel high on the left with 12 to shoot. McDaniel pounds the dribble. Goes into Dickinson. Up left hand. Missed it, but he was fouled by Gilmore. Dickinson shoots 2 with a minute 59 to play. 57-54 Wisconsin.
Dickinson is just such a tough cover. Once he gets his hands on the ball, and everybody knows he's going to go left, though he's developed the right counter this year, he's still going to go to his strength, which is his left hand.
Second foul on Gilmore. Dickinson shoots 2. First free throw. No good. Left it short. Stephen Crowell will come back into the game. He's playing with 4 fouls. He'll sub in for Gilmore. 3-point lead, Wisconsin, with a minute 59 remaining at the Kohl Center in Madison. Second free throw coming up for Hunter Dickinson. He has 11 points and 12 rebounds tonight. Second free throw on the way, and it's good. A split for Dickinson. 57-55, Wisconsin. 1-2-2, three-quarter look continues from the Michigan defense. Badgers break it, a siege in left sideline front court. On the wing, throws to Wall, flips to Hepburn between the arcs. 1:50 remain. Hepburn with a pass for Crowell. Right wing against Dickinson. A throw to Wall. Leaves it for Chucky between the circles. Bufkin defends. A pass for Wall. Wraps it to a siege. On the right wing, bounces to Crowell. Right of the lane, 10 to shoot. Crowell against Dickinson. Single coverage, a little dig from Cheddar. Now single coverage again. Crowell backing, 3 to shoot. Crowell, 1 pump up left hand, blocked by Dickinson. And that's a shot clock violation. Dickinson with the defense, a minute 28 to play. 57-55, Wisconsin.
Kind of rubbed it in the face of Crowell on the way back down the floor, too.
Yeah, he does like that. He is all in on the villain. Let's see how this one turns out. A minute 29 to play, 57-55, Wisconsin. Doug McDaniel to the front court for the Wolverines. McDaniel throws to Bufkin to the right side. Into Dickinson, right elbow. Beats Cheddar, low on the right up. Fouled by Klusman. He prevented the bucket. He'll send Will Cheddar to the foul line, where this season he's 8 of 12. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Two shots coming up for Will Cheddar. He has 4 points tonight. First free throw attempts for him. First one on the way. No good. 57-55, Wisconsin with a minute 17 to play.
Even before that, this was a smart play by Klusman to prevent the dunk and easy layup by Cheddar.
Second free throw coming up for the 6'8 sophomore out of Minnesota. Cheddar eyes are in. Second free throw, no good. Rebound. Dickinson tapped it into the hands of Assijian. Cheddar missed them both. A minute 12 to play. Badgers have it up two. Chucky through the center circle of the front court. Badgers have missed their last 13 shots. Crowell top of the circle against Dickinson. 1 minute to play. Crowell a handoff to Klesman at the top. Klesman against Jed Howard. 10 to shoot. 55 to play. Hepburn looks up at it. Shot clock is down to five. Chucky left of the lane. Feeds Wall. Three to shoot. Tyler up. Right hand rolls off. Crowell the offensive rebound. Throws it out to Assijian, and he got fouled by Bufkin. Boy, a scramble. Bufkin trying to pry it loose, but he reached in and is called for the foul with 44 seconds to play.
In truth, the best thing that could possibly happen to Wisconsin, because they can't score from the field. Put them on the line.
Oh, for their last 14. That foul on Kobe Bufkin is his fourth. Assijian a 1-1, 44 seconds left,